This is an Audio Holdings production.
Join us now for Midnight Cab, The Mystery of the Horse-Faced Man.
October 3rd, 1991. I can remember when they put the first stoplight on the main street in Big River. Everybody complained it backed up traffic too much. Around 5 o'clock on a Friday night, there could be as many as 5 cars waiting for the light to change. When I was a kid, I liked to sit on my bike beside the Optimist bench downtown and listen to the old-timers, like Andy McAndrew and Roly Miles and Jake Bresseau with only one hand.
A man could die breathing all these exhaust fumes.
Funny how life works out.
Walker.
Hey, Krista.
Where are you?
Young and Gerard. It's like a circus down here.
Hey, it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Are you homesick, Walker?
Nope.
Corner at Dundas and Sherburn. A guy will be standing there.
Doing what?
God knows.
Actually, there were only two places you could be in Big River at 12:45. At home or not at home. Every kid knew that. Either you waited in your bed for the sound of your father to finally open the door, bang around downstairs, and stagger off to bed, or he was already home. That was the difference.
How are you tonight, sunshine?
I'm okay. Yeah, you call a cab. I had a pickup.
Yeah, I called it. Drive up the street, sunshine, until I tell you to stop.
You get all kinds. This was one of them. I looked in the mirror. He was looking back at me, smiling. A big man with a...